American musician and composer Todd Machover was the first director of musical research at EARCAM back in the early 80s. Since 1985, he's been at the cutting edge of music and technology as a professor at the MIT Media Lab in Cambridge, Massachusetts. If there are teenage video game fans in your life, chances are they're spending time with something Machover and his team helped to develop. Machover is one of the inventors behind the game Guitar Hero, and he's had a longtime interest in toys and music education. Todd Machover joins us from the studios of WGBH in Boston. Thanks for taking the time.
Pleasure to be here.
You know, looking back at those days long ago in the computer labs of EARCAM, did you ever dream it would lead to something like Guitar Hero?
That's a good question. When EARCAM started, there weren't even any computers fast enough to make music live. And I remember a German composer named Jörg Höller was waiting and waiting and waiting for 1 minute of music to be calculated on these roomfuls of machines. And finally he said, "In the time that I wait for my one sound to come out, Wolfgang Riem has written another opera." Things have come a long way.
You've developed hyper instruments. Describe what they are.
Well, the basic idea of a hyper instrument is where the technology is built right into the instrument so that the instrument knows how it's being played. Literally, what the expression is, what the meaning is, what the direction of the music is. If a performer pushed to a downbeat or relaxed on a phrase or brought out a particular F sharp, those things would be recognized and valued by the instrument.
Do you think they really have staying power? I mean, can you imagine in the classical music world orchestras really embracing this technology?
I think that orchestras may not be the first place where this happens. I think soloists and small ensembles are places where this will happen. One of the breakthroughs that we had in the last few years is that the Royal Academy of Music in London, they got interested in hyper-instruments, and particularly in string hyper-instruments. So we've worked with them for the last few years to bring a set of these instruments into the center of their curriculum. And that's a wonderful way for these kind of instruments to get into soloists, chamber musicians, and orchestras, hopefully pretty soon.
Let's talk about the new initiative that you and your team at MIT Media Lab have been doing, Music, Mind, and Health. You talk about music being one of the best ways to show who we are.
Yeah, so we were contacted by the Massachusetts Cultural Council. They wanted to know if we were interested in working at a local hospital in Tewkesbury, Massachusetts, north of Boston. Our initial work was with all people who were long-term residents at this hospital and generally people who had no experience with music. And when I went to this hospital, I didn't know what to expect. I gave a presentation on some of our work and especially on some software called HyperScore, which uses lines and color to let anybody compose. And in this room of 400 or 500 people, all patients at the hospital, about 2/3 of the hands shot up. And what was incredible is that here was a room full of people who were bursting with things they'd always wanted to do and had never had a way. And the best thing was that everybody had something original to say. The pieces that emerged were absolutely remarkable. One person in particular is a young man in his early 30s named Dan Elsie. And Dan has severe cerebral palsy since birth. So he's in a wheelchair, has very restricted movement, talks through a talking box that he controls using an infrared controller that he wears in a headband. My student Adam Boulanger made an interface so he could use his head movements and an infrared controller on his head to actually draw the lines and colors that we use for our HyperScore software. He wrote a particular piece which he polished and was transcribed for symphony orchestra and is absolutely a dynamite piece. Then the second stage, we asked him if he wanted to have a system where he could perform his own piece. So again, my student Adam used the same infrared controller on Dan's head. The hyper instrument for Dan values the special movements that he can make and compensates for movements that are difficult for him to make. And he changes the sound of the piece. He changes the emphasis. He changes the texture. He changes the accents. He changes the color of the piece. When he's playing his piece, he's a different person.
Very briefly, what's your vision for the musical future?
Well, I think, what if you took something like Guitar Hero and imagined what that would be like if it were truly expressive, truly personal, truly creative, and a truly rich experience? The wonderful thing about Guitar Hero is that it opens up the door for everybody to be not just a passive listener, but a real active participant in music. I think that's the future of music, music that is a collaboration between what we traditionally think of as composers and performers and the audience.
Composer, professor, inventor Todd Macover, thanks so much.
Thank you.
To hear more about Todd Macover and some of his music, visit nprmusic.org.